This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFK. If you're not already a member, consider joining with us and keep free speech alive.
Tankers releasing and burning 350 million gallons of crude oil right onto the ground and into the air. Will the BP tragedy find itself now to first place?
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
This is KPFK. 90.7 FM, Los Angeles. 98.7 FM, Santa Barbara. Worldwide at kpfk.org.
In 1906, Pablo Valencia dared the journey from Mexico to California in search of gold. He survived without water for a week. 7 days. He was rescued and documented the experience of thirst. Saliva becomes thick. A lump seems to form in the throat. The tongue swells so large that it squeezes past the jaws. The throat so swollen that breathing becomes difficult, creating a terrifying sense of drowning. The face feels full due to the shrinking of the skin. Many people begin to hallucinate. The eyelids crack, and the eyeballs begin to weep tears of blood. When Pablo Valencia was found, his skin was like purplish-gray leather, scratched but with no traces of blood. His lips had disappeared as if amputated. His nose withered to half its length. His eyes trapped in a winkless stare. This is not a film about saving the environment. It's a film about saving ourselves. Because whatever one's environmental, political, or religious opinions, whatever one's race, sex, or economic standing, whomever of us goes without water for a week cries blood.
Welcome, everyone, to a very special Fun Drive program on H2O. Yes, that's water. That was a little tiny teaser clip from an incredible documentary that I am so very happy to be presenting to you, the KPFK listeners. Oh, by the way, I'm KPFK senior producer Christine Blasdale. Very happy to be joining you today. That film is called Blue Gold, World Water Wars. And, it's an award-winning documentary by Sam Bazzo based on the book Blue Gold, The Right to Stop the Corporate Theft of the World's Water by Maud Barlow and Tony Clark. And it was produced by Mark Akbar, who you might remember. You don't remember his name, but you remember the film The Corporation. And also Cy Litvinoff, the man who fell to Earth. He worked on that. Blue Gold examines environmental and political implications of the planet's dwindling water supply and posits that wars in the future will be fought over water. The film also highlights some success stories of water activists around the world and makes a very strong case for community action. I couldn't think of a better film, of a better thank you gift to offer in this mini fun drive. We're talking about, May is actually Family Wellness Month, and we're talking about health items and getting our planet healthy, and probably the most important thing to every single one of us. And that voice that you heard in that clip too was the film is narrated by Malcolm McDowell. Beautiful voice. He made it very clear. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. It doesn't matter if you're old or if you're young. It doesn't matter if you live in Bangladesh or Los Angeles. There's one thing that we all rely on. All life on this planet relies on water. And when you discover, when you find out through this documentary what is happening on the global waterfront, I think, well, first it's going to make you a little upset, might make you a little scared, but hopefully it will spur you into action, maybe to change some of your own habits and to get involved in some of these success stories of community action around the planet. The number to call if you want to give us a ring is 818-985-5735. My goal is very lofty this hour. I am going to try and raise $4,000. that's going to be tough because the premium that we're offering, Blue Gold World Water Wars, is a $10 a month thank you gift. It's $120 altogether. If you want to put it on a credit card, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, you can call us up right now. If you don't want to fumble with your wallet and you're driving in your car, you can call 818-985-5735 and ask the phone answers, say, hey, you know what, can you bill me? I don't want to get my wallet out. Just bill me. And when the bill comes, do pay it. We really rely on your funds here at KPFK. I want to get into a clip, but I'm going to tell you really briefly about some of the thank you gifts we're offering. So if you want to get on the phones, I think the phone lines are going to get very, very busy. So if you want to jump on board early, that would be very smart. We have Blue Gold World Water Wars, the DVD, again, for $120 pledge or $10 a month. We also have something that I put together I'm very, very excited about. It's called the KPFK Water Pack. You might have heard about some of these items in other shows. You get three items in all. You get this DVD, Blue Gold, World Water Wars, an incredible documentary. You also get the film called Tapped, T-A-P-P-E-D. And this talks about our love affair, consumption of bottled water. And it is absolutely stunning. I think between the two, I have a very hard time. That's why I put it in the pack, because I love both films. Blue Gold, I think, is essential. Tapped, I also think, is an essential film for every global citizen to watch. You get both of those films, plus we get a free add-on here. You get the Clean Canteen. These were donated from the company, Clean Canteen. It's an 18-ounce stainless steel water bottle. You can reuse it over and over again. You don't have to be one of those 80 million water bottles that are used by Americans each and every day. Each and every day, Americans use 80 million single-serve water bottles. About 20 million of those end up in landfills each and every day. Wow. And, you know, when you think, when you take a look at it and you go step back, that's just in America. Imagine around the world. But you're going to get, if you call up and pledge $200, we will send you the two DVDs, Tapped and Blue Gold, which we're going to be featuring this hour. And we're going to throw in the Clean Canteen, this stainless steel, incredible water bottle. It's also, the lid is made with a very special, let's see, it is made from, let me give you all the information, made from high quality food grade stainless steel, non-leaching and toxin free. It's an 18 ounce bottle. The caps are made of a safe and non-leaching material. It's dishwasher friendly. And again, the folks at Clean Canteen have donated these to KPFK in hopes that you will call up and pledge. Get the two DVD set, the KPFK Water Pack, for $200, and we'll throw in this incredible Clean Canteen where you can carry your water. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Okay, let's get to a clip from this film, Blue Gold. Actually, when I first saw this film, I immediately called the director, Sam Bazo, and said, oh my goodness, this, we have to get this on KPFK. We have to. And we worked and worked and worked together, and he was very, very happy. So he was very, very happy to get this to KPFK. And I think once you hear this material, you are going to really never, ever look at water the same way. If you're somebody who thinks that water privatization is only a concern for people outside of the U.S., think again. Let's listen now to a clip from this phenomenal film, yours for a pledge of $10 a month by calling 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. This is Blue Gold, World Water Wars.
People think that water privatization is just a problem in the global south and the developing world, but that's just simply not the case. We have the very same situation in the U.S. It's the very same story, whether it's in Atlanta, Georgia, or Buenos Aires, Argentina.
It was a big push at the time. Privatization was the word. Everybody wanted to privatize something. And frankly, I'm not opposed to privatization. We privatize our recycling pickup, but this water was different. But we did sign a contract with United Water for 20 years for operation and maintenance of our water system.
for these companies, when their name has been tarnished because of the malpractice and their mismanagement, it can be a big advantage to use another name. And Suez often uses the name Ondeo, and very rarely the brand Suez is visible. And the same, of course, with Vivendi. Vivendi had gained a very bad reputation because of their records in failed privatization and mismanagement. And they were suddenly reinvented under this name Veolia, and a huge advertising budget was spent to create a positive feeling around this new brand name. Of course, advertising is a crucial factor in the way these companies are trying to save their image.
And almost immediately started having service problems, and citizens could not drink the water unless it had been boiled.
There are no clear-cut performance requirements and performance guarantees.
We did require in the contract that they take all of our 550 employees for labor reasons.
They usually slash the workforce, sometimes in half.
So they cut out about 200 employees, and that could have been part of the reason for the service delivery.
They couldn't find out where all the piping connections were. The workers themselves were the people that knew where things were.
The mayor at the time was Bill Campbell, and Suez gave him a $6,900 campaign contribution, but he wasn't running for office. A trip to Paris, where he and a female companion stayed in the best hotels and were wined and dined.
Although two of the three water corporate giants are based in France, and French water has been privatized since the time of Napoleon, a small percentage of French regions have maintained their own water distribution through their city councils. The city of Grenoble managed its own water for over a century, providing good quality water at low prices to consumers.
Suez bribed our mayor. Le maire de Grenoble a choisi de privatiser à Lyonnaise des Eaux Suez. Tous les services publics sont bien moins chers que les services privatisés.
There hasn't been one example in the world where there hasn't been a hike in the water rate.
I'm not a big fan of government controlling a lot of stuff. I've been in government. I've worked in the federal government. I worked in state government. I worked in local government. And I see an extraordinary amount of corruption. Right now, we have a number of state senators that have just been indicted in Alaska for corruption, dealing with the oil industry. But what was the amount of corruption? A few thousand dollars. It's not the money, it's the power.
Not many people know that prior to being president, Vicente Fox was the general manager for Coca-Cola in Latin America. So Coca-Cola received some of the largest water concessions in Mexico during the Fox administration.
And this is something that really needs to be opened up for serious debate. People do not realize the extent to which there is a direct giveaway on the part of governments of water resources and services to industries locating in their jurisdiction.
Well, I want to be very clear about the situation in Mexico, that President Vicente Fox has given us no special favors on water issues or anything else along that line.
The largest water concession given by the government in the whole country was to a Coca-Cola bottling plant. It takes as much water as it wants. You could say that Coca-Cola ruled Mexico.
If you really look at the controversy of whether water should be owned privately or water should be owned publicly, I see abuses on both sides. When water is only owned by the government, you have an opportunity for abuse. When water is jointly owned by someone who has a capital interest, a private interest, a profit interest, and government, you have a partnership that tends to balance those things out.
The new face of colonialism comes in the form of Coca-Cola. You walk anywhere in Africa and it's Coca-Cola water. You cannot get anything but, you cannot drink the water out of the tap. You can't even find purifiers. You are an absolute slave to this company.
Dasani is not meant to be a substitute for municipal supply. So we are absolutely in support of robust, comprehensible, and equitable water and sanitation systems.
In this country, you have to pay more for this water than you pay for the same amount of Coca-Cola. So that's something.
Dasani is in plastic bottles, and Coca-Cola are in glass bottles. Now, when you look at the price difference, what you're looking at is that the cost of producing those bottles is much higher. We have looked at, in the past, of bottling the Dasani in the glass, but the plastic package is becoming very popular now, and what we're looking at is what the customers want. As you look at new ways to develop business, you look at also what the customer wants and needs are. The situation with the cost of Dasani is more about the packaging, and also plastic bottles are taxed at a higher rate than glass bottles.
That was a representative from Coca-Cola. But what you don't see, because this is not television, this is radio, is that the same exact size of Dasani water in a plastic bottle is almost twice as much as the same size of Coke sold in a plastic bottle there in Africa. That was Blue Gold World Water Wars. We are offering it in this hour during our May Mini Fund Drive. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. If you thought the wars over oil and natural resources, such as gas or minerals, is bad now, wait until the wars for water are being fought. And they're actually right now taking place, although very covertly. There is more and more private corporations going in and taking the water rights. During the film, too, you'll see they actually show like a Google Earth. They show different places around the planet, and the companies, these multinational companies that go in and take the water and sell it around the world in, you know, in bottles, and it's the privatization of our world's water is happening right now. In New York, Suez is the buyer of the water. In Chicago, Illinois, it's Veolia. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, it's RWE Thames. Those three companies you will see over and over and over again. And here in the United States, Las Vegas, Nevada, the buyer of the water there is Suez. New Orleans, Veolia. And right here in Riverside, California, Suez is going in and buying the water, actually getting the water and privatizing it. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. That is the number to call if you want to get this incredible documentary. It is the winner of the Best Environmental Film, the Audience Choice at the Vancouver International Film Festival. This is such a phenomenal film. It's based on the groundbreaking book, Blue Gold, The Fight to Stop the Corporate Theft of the World's Water. And the producers of the corporation are the same producers who worked on this film, Blue Gold World Water Wars. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. That's the number to call. You can get the KPFK water pack. This is an incredible deal, because the Blue Gold World Water Wars DVD is yours for a pledge of $120. That's $10 a month. $10 a month will send you the DVD. We had also tapped the DVD on bottled water, and the corporations that are dominating, Coca-Cola also comes in very, very big on in that film. That film also is a $120 pledge, but if you call up right now and get the KPFK Water Pack, for a $200 pledge, you'll get both films, Blue Gold and Tapped. Plus, we'll throw in a free clean canteen. These were donated by the company Clean Canteen. It's an 18-ounce stainless steel water bottle, and I have it right here. It keeps your cold water very cold. I will tell you that. My hands are freezing. And so that way you don't have to reuse those water bottles. When you find out through these films what those bottles do to the planet and also the leaching of the chemicals through those plastic bottles, you will definitely want to get a stainless steel water bottle. But you can get it right now by calling KPFK, supporting this radio station. Do you think that the corporate media is going to be telling you that the world's water is, number one, dwindling, the fresh water supplies are dwindling, and there are a few people going around, few private corporations going around gobbling up the rights to our water? And water, I mean, personally, I think water is a right of every human being, of every living thing. We need to have clean, sustainable water, drinking water. And to have corporations come in and take the water and use it for whatever their purposes are or to make a profit off of it, I think is really, really outrageous. We all depend on water. We all depend on KPFK, right, to get our information. Well, this is your opportunity right now to step up to the plate, keep KPFK on the air, and get some incredible information that you're going to want to share. And the filmmaker is encouraging you to share this information. Call up and get the DVD, Blue Gold, by calling 818-985-5735. It's just $10 a month. $10 a month. You probably spend more than $10 a month on bottled water. Call us up. Take the DVD, and the filmmaker is encouraging you to have screenings. If you can have screenings at your house, if you want to do public screenings, just don't charge admission. If you're going to try and make money off of it, and you got to work out a deal with the filmmaker. But the main thing is to get this, you know, get the DVD and donate it to your library. Get the DVD and get it to, you know, donate it to your school. 818-985-5735. This is a must-see film for every single person on the planet. Again, you will not look at water the same way. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. I have a goal of $4,000. That means I need a whole lot of you calling up and getting the KPFK water pack. You get two phenomenal DVDs. These are my favorite DVDs of this drive. And this, the material that we're talking about is not just something that happens outside. It's not just something that happens to, oh, those poor people in Mexico. Oh, those poor people in Africa. Guess what? It's happening right here, right now. And you need to be educated about it. In her 2002 book titled Water Wars, Privatization, Pollution, and Profit, noted author, social activist, and ecologist Vandana Shiva, who's in this movie, Blue Gold, called privatizing water ecological terrorism. A global water crisis, and along with overuse, waste, and pollution, it can cause the most pervasive, most severe, and most invisible dimension of the ecological devastation of the earth. That's what Vandana Shiva says. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. A $200 pledge will get you three items in all. You get the DVD Blue Gold, World Water Wars, produced by the same people who did The Corporation. Also, you get the DVD called Tapped. That will change the way you look at bottled water forever. That's from the producers of Who Killed the Electric Car. And we will throw in for you for free, thanks to the folks at Clean Canteen, the 18-ounce stainless steel water bottle that you can use over and over again. That is thrown in for free if you call up and pledge $200. Call right now, 818-985-5735. And folks, I know if times have been tough, you know what? And you just want to support this radio station, you want to support this hour, and you want to say, hey, Christine, I dig what you're doing, but times are kind of hard for me. Do you have $35? $35? I tell you what, call us up for $35. KPFK will send you. This is a great way. You know, people say, well, what can I do, man? I don't have a lot of money to donate during the fund drives. I don't have a lot of power. You know, I work, you know, I work all day. I have kids. Hey, do you drive around L.A.? Okay, be our human billboard. Why not? Call up and get a KPFK t-shirt. Or better yet, this is a great thing because you can put this on your car. We have a special introductory offer for you. It's the KPFK 90.7 FM license plate frame. You can show your KPFK pride and spread the word with this very classy KPFK license plate frame. It's high gloss plastic, so when you're driving around, I drive so many miles per day. I drive so far to get here and to go home. It's a great idea to advertise KPFK on the back of your car because people will see it. Maybe you'll get some honks. You never know. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. Also, if you want to, the KPFK Film Club is back. I'm so excited about this. We've been having people saying, when's the Film Club coming back? Well, it is back, and it's back big time because we guarantee at least 12 films a year. We've blown that number completely out. We've had over like 27 films in the last 3 months. You and a friend get to go to these amazing screenings. There's so many offerings. You get to sit around some cool people, watch an incredible film, and it's only $100 if you add it to any of the items offered, the Blue Gold DVD or the KPFK Water Pack. Call up right now and tell the phone answers, hey, add on the Film Club. $100, and you have a Film Club membership for an entire year. okay? 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. I want to play another clip from this phenomenal film. It's my favorite. I saw this movie, and I was like, I've got to get this on KPFK. And it's my opportunity during the fun drives to give you the goodies. You know I always hook you up. You're never disappointed. Okay, trust me when I say this film is very, very important. It's so important for you to see. I want to, because this is so outlandish to me. Let's do track 8, okay? I'll set this up. You may not know that the next wars are going to be fought over water, but you know what? There are some people that do know, and they are getting in the action. This is a story that just recently came out. T-Bone Pickens, okay? This multi, I guess he's worth over $2.7 billion, probably $3 billion, okay? He's 78 years old. Now what's he doing? Oh, I see. Now he wants to get into water rights. Yes, T-Bone Pickens is gobbling up the water rights in Texas. His new company called Mesa Water has been buying up groundwater rights in Roberts County, Texas, 200,000 acres in all. He says that over a 30-year period, he expects to make more than $1 billion on his investment of $75 million. So as the property values go down, as it's like, you know, it's a buyer's market for property, T-Bone Pickens is planning on investing $75 million and raking in $1 billion. But at what price? At what price? Guess who's also getting into the water business? The Bush crime family. That's right. I said it. I stole it from Mike Malloy. The Bush crime family. This clip from Blue Gold World Water Wars is just... Every time I hear it, I scream a little inside. There's a few places on this planet that have a tremendous amount of fresh water. There's very, very few places. And one of them is near Brazil. And the Bushies are... I'll let the clip explain it for me, but... This is just so incredible. Folks, give us a call. You got to get this film. 818-985-5735. I have a $4,000 goal. We're right now about $1,600, $1,700. I need to make that up. I need to really go hard in this next half hour. So, folks, call up. Get the KPFK water pack. You get a free add-on. You get the water bottle. All these great goodies. And you're going to help keep KPFK on the air. And you're getting this information out on the air. You are, not me. You are the responsible one to get this information out over the air. Let's listen now to another clip from this DVD that is yours for a pledge of just $10 a month. $10 a month by calling 818-985-5735. It's called Blue Gold World Water Wars.
We're going to see a whole new geopolitical picture emerging here where the world map will be rewritten and redesigned. They've already mapped out what are going to be the most intense areas of potential conflict in the next 10, 15, and 20 years. So the water-rich areas of the world are Brazil, Canada, Russia.
So these big superpowers are beginning to position themselves in such a way that water, like energy, is seen as part of their future security, including their military security, including their commercial security. And they're beginning to understand they have to secure future sources of water. The U.S. is doing military training around the Great Lakes, and 80 mayors of towns and cities around the lakes have asked the U.S. government to suspend this, but they're not going to. I got involved in this issue in the mid-1980s when Canada was negotiating a free trade agreement with the United States, and the free trade agreement included water as a good. There was a statement made by one of the participants that Canadian water would be flowing to the United States Midwest from the Canadian North by pipeline within 2 to 5 years. Who knew?
And move that water into a crater in the Rocky Mountains, which would be kind of like a huge mega reservoir.
And nobody will stand up in our country to the United States administration and say, this is our water.
because they know that the United States would consider that as serious as if we put missiles along the Canada-US border. It just would not be tolerated in the US.
In the new regime, where water is being treated like oil, the protection of that commodity is being ensured through a militarized defense.
And the good part of Brazil sits over top of the largest aquifer in the world, which is called the Guarani Aquifer. This is going to be a major source of fresh water in the future. Very recently, the United States has established a military base located just inside the border of Paraguay.
As you know, the United States itself is running out of water. Water is becoming more and more a matter of priority in American foreign policy.
Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld went on a quiet mission to a number of Latin American places, including Paraguay, to try to see what kind of further advancement could be made regarding the presence of U.S. Forces in that region. Shortly after Rumsfeld's visit, something like 500 special forces were stationed at the military base there in Paraguay.
Este caso, no momento agora, quando os países tomaram conhecimento, já tinha sido aprovado pelo parlamento do Paraguai.
It remains to be seen what will happen and what they're doing there exactly as to whether the purpose of that military base is really to secure a military presence at a very pivotal location for exercising some measure of control over the Guarani aquifer and water takings from the Guarani aquifer.
In the last few weeks, there's been report wanting to have access to the aquifer and pump water out of the aquifer.
Jenna Bush, who is the daughter of George W. Bush, had paid a quiet 10-day visit to Paraguay, in particular meeting with top officials in the government. And as it turned out, what was happening, at least this was what the speculation was in the press, was that she was about to facilitate the purchase of something like 100,000 acres of land in Paraguay in her family name. At the same time, though, that was happening, it was discovered that George Bush Sr. already had something like 173,000 acres of land. Was this an example of the Bush oil family now switching from black gold to blue gold, turning to water and purchasing water? Clearly after that, there were a series or a string of denials on the part of the Bush family. Not directly. They did it through agencies, U.S. government agencies.
Eles negam a construção da base.
The world's largest dam is located very close to that area, and so that also was a matter of considerable interest for the U.S. as well.
That was a clip from Blue Gold, World Water Wars, a phenomenal documentary from the producers of The Corporation. 818-985-5735. That's the number to call. We need you right now, Southern California, to call in and get this phenomenal DVD. You can get it for just $10 a month. It's a $120 pledge. You can put it on your credit card. You can say, bill me if you like. You can go to the KPFK website. You can order it right there, safely, securely. But if you're driving in your car and you want to give us a ring, please do that right now. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. The phones are lighting up. That's a great sign, but we need more of you to call up, and maybe you can get the KPFK Water Pack. We're offering this during this mini fund drive, this mini May fund drive. We're talking about Family Wellness Month, and we're talking about the wellness and health of the planet. We all depend on water. We all need water to survive. And what's it going to be? Is it going to be a thing that only the richest people in the world will be able to drink water, and the poor people? I'm sorry, you don't have enough money. You don't get to drink water. I don't think so. But if these things continue, if families, dynasties who have, when I hear that the Bushes are looking at buying hundreds of thousands of acres in Paraguay, the most pristine area on the planet that has the largest aquifer known to man, I lose it. I really do. Bush Sr. has already purchased 173,000 acres. of land. I don't know if you know what that is. I mean, we're not farmers anymore, but an acre of a land is quite a bit. But when you do 173,000, this is serious. They know what's happening. They know what's going on, and they're getting prepared for it. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. Again, here on KPFK, because of your calls, because of your support, because of your donations, your dollars, we're able to bring you information that the corporate media will not tell you. They will not talk about this issue. There's no problem here. Don't look here. Let's talk about John and Kate plus 8. Let's talk about, anything else. 818-985-5735. Call us up right now. Be like these fine folks. Be like Norman Cowie of Santa Monica, who called up and pledged support to KPFK during this hour. Thank you, Norman. Or Carol Henning out of Los Angeles. You know what? Carol got the KPFK water pack. What is that, you say, Christine? The KPFK water pack has lots of goodies that were cobbled together by my own little hands because I love you, the KPFK listeners. I know that you want this information. You get Blue Gold, World Water Wars, the DVD that was produced by the same folks who gave us The Corporation, that phenomenal film. Blue Gold, World Water Wars is in the pack. Also in the pack is the incredible film Tapped. Talk about water. Talk about bottled water. These are the people who brought you Who Killed the Electric Car. This film, Tapped, will change the way you look at bottled water. And Blue Gold, it's very interesting because both films also touch on the fact that this corporation called Coca-Cola is very, very interested in water. And it is absolutely amazing what they're able to get away from with. It's phenomenal. These documentaries are in the water pack for a $200 pledge. And we're going to throw in for free because the fine folks at Clean Canteen have donated to KPFK, to you. They want to encourage you to call up and pledge $200 right now, right this minute. And they said, Christine, give them this stainless steel, ecologically friendly water bottle to drink their water so that they don't continue. 80 million single serve water bottles are used each and every day by Americans. 80 million single serve bottles, those little plastic bottles. 80 million of them. 20 million of them end up immediately in the landfills. We have to stop and think about what we're doing to not only our planet, but to ourselves. This information, you need this information, you should have this information, and if the corporate media is not going to give it to you, then KPFK will. But you got to meet us halfway. You have to do something right now and call us. Clean Canteen is donating for every $200 for every pledge of Tapped, so we're getting this in the pack, you get this 18-ounce stainless steel water bottle from Clean Canteen. 818-985-5735. 818-985. KPFK is the number to call. And I just want to say thank you to Carol, who got the water pack. Also, thank you to Dory Hutchinson out of Santa Barbara. That's up in my neck of the woods. She had called up and got Blue Gold, World Water Wars, and Rudy Montalvo out of Southgate picked up the KPFK water pack. 818-985-5735. And you know what? I forgot to tell you folks. All those names that I just read, you guys are very lucky because you could be one of the winners of our sweepstakes. We have a KPFK mini fun drive sweepstakes. Remember, there's only 3 days, right? You only have today and tomorrow left to participate. You can be in the running. You could win one of these incredible prizes. The Total Health Mastery Seminar. It's a 19-disc CD set. It's valued at close to $2,000. And this is from the folks at thmastery.com. This is if you want to overcome addictions, if you want to remove metals and toxins out of your body, if you want to stop emotional eating. We all have that from time to time. This is a phenomenal 19-disc set that is yours. It was from a 10-week seminar that was presented, and it is absolutely phenomenal. This will help create a healthy body and mind, and that is available in our sweepstakes prize. Also, a signed Doors poster from the film When You're Strange. Some lucky winner, it could be you, is going to get this poster that was signed by the remaining members of The Doors, John Densmore, Ray Manzarek, and Robbie Krieger. Do you know how valuable that is? Call us right now, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, and be a supporter of this phenomenal radio station that we call Pacifica Radio in Southern California, 818-985-5735. You know, Vandana Shiva, who's in this film, Blue Gold, in her book, Water Wars, she says that privatization of water is equivalent to ecological terrorism. Think about it for a second. 818-985-5735. I want to get back to play another clip from this phenomenal film, Blue Gold. We're just shy of $2,000. We need another $2,000. That means I need 10 people calling up right this moment, right now, getting the KPFK water pack. You get the Blue Gold DVD. You get the Tapped DVD. It was featured earlier on Sonali Kolhatkar's show, Uprising. You also get the Clean Canteen. We'll throw that in. That is a 18-ounce water bottle, stainless steel water bottle you can reuse over and over and over again, and it's not going to end up in the landfill. 818-985-5735. 10 people right now calling will get us over our goal. We have a goal of $4,000. We need $2,000 right now. 818-985-5735. I want to thank Celine Cacao out of Orange, who called up and pledged and got Blue Gold. Thank you so much. Also Shirley Madrigal out of Panorama City. Hey, I grew up in Panorama City. That's cool. Shirley got the KPFK water pack for a $200 donation. Melanie Levy out of Dana Point also called up and got Blue Gold. Thank you so very much. And here is someone, from East Sound, Washington. Is that right? Adele Rea called up and pledged a whopping $350. Thank you so much, Adele. 818-985-5735. I want to stop talking. I want to play another clip, but I need two more people to call right now. 818-985-5734. So, boy, what was that number? Hello. 818-985-KPFK. This next clip I want to play is track 7 there, Teddy. This is on people who have fought back. This talks a little bit about Los Angeles and our dependence on water and what our situation is, but the people of Bolivia, when you hear their story too, man, it's really incredible. Because imagine you go to turn on your tap water, you go to get a drink of water, and there's nothing there. And then a company comes in and says, oh, I'm sorry, we've privatized, your country, your government has agreed, we've privatized the water, so you need to buy it from us. But I'm kind of poor. I don't have any money. I have barely enough money to feed my kids. So, I can't afford that water. Well, then you're not going to drink. Okay, well, maybe when it rains, at least I can put a bucket out inside. And maybe when it rains, I can collect a little bit. No, you can't do that. What? Yeah. It even got to the point where this company wouldn't allow people to collect rainwater. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. It's insanity. But these people fought back. And that's what I'm saying. That's the hope of these films. It's not all doom and gloom. But if you don't know there's a problem, you don't know to fight back. There are ways that we can fight back. We can push back against this corporate insanity that is taking over our planet. It's like a virus. And with the Supreme Court saying that the corporations have the same rights as people, it is going to get really funky, okay? But we have the ability to fight back. Let's listen now to this clip. This is such a great film. I really want you to get it. Have screenings. Have free screenings in your community, in your libraries, in your schools. Get this information out. It's called Blue Gold Water Wars, yours for $10 a month, $120 pledge right now by calling 818-985-5735 or bump it up. I need 10 people to get that pack, the KPFK water pack. You get two great movies you will never forget and the stainless steel water bottle we're going to throw in for free. 818-985-KPFK. Let's listen to more from Blue Gold World Water Wars.
The Chinese, the symbol for water, not only means water, it means control, which I think is quite profound in the sense that controlling water is everything.
The word rivals, for instance, comes from Latin meaning river. The rivals were people standing on either side of the river throwing things at each other.
And you're just going to see more of that as the technology develops to be able to suck water out of the atmosphere. Now you're going to find water from the atmosphere and clouds being stolen.
New techniques for controlling the weather are being tried. When conditions are right, rain is made to fall by seeding clouds with dry ice or silver iodine.
It's happening in China and some other places where a particular village pays for a plane to go up. They make it rain before the cloud gets to the next village. So there's real anger and real political tension.
The worst case is Southern California. And LA is part of what I call hydraulic civilizations, like Rome and its aqueducts was a hydraulic civilization. But there, the longest aqueduct was 60 miles. The longest you have to go, once measured it, is 1,400 miles from the furthest source of water for LA to a home in the town. And LA has not yet figured out what its limit should be. I mean, it doesn't want a limit. In the LA area itself, which is about 18 million, if it was on its own water, it would only be 3 million. First thing LA is going to do is try to put a lot of farmers out of work and close down the farms and take that water. When the water system doesn't work, then the civilization goes. The most famous conflict occurred in the Owens Valley, and Mulholland was the head of the water department there and noticed that it was pretty much a downhill run to LA in the 1920s. And so he got together a whole bunch of investors to divert all the water from Mono Lake and send it down through an aqueduct to LA. It put the farmers out of business, and there was a big violent rebellion. In two different instances, tried to blow up the aqueduct. They partially succeeded once, and then they were arrested, and then they sent in kind of goon squads to get rid of the farmers, and then they paid them off. The last great water war in the United States was 1934, when Arizona sent in the National Guard because California, again, was building a dam across the Colorado to divert the water to California without giving Arizona any. And the ferry captain that took people across the Colorado put a cannon on the front of her ferry, and they went up and threatened the dam. But it led to the Secretary of the Interior to stop the dam.
One of the most bloody water wars is still being fought over the River Kaveri, that farmers of Karnataka and farmers of Tamil Nadu both required more water out of that river. A bandit of Tamil origin, Veerappan, kidnapped a Karnataka actor with the demand that large amounts of water be released to Tamil Nadu. It was really as a chess game in the water wars. I was doing a major study on conflicts over resources for the United Nations University. This fat file of mine on river water conflicts suddenly had no more coverage because the entire issue was now being presented as an issue of religion, not water demands and water conflicts. So many water wars are presented as religious conflicts, when in reality they are fundamental conflicts over resources.
Well, I want to tell you about one country tonight, and that's the country of Bolivia, South America's poorest country. Several years ago, the World Bank refused to guarantee a $25 million loan to finance the investment program of the local water co-op and forced Bolivia to sell its water systems to a subsidiary of Bechtel. The water prices now account in Bolivia for more than they pay for food. Well, I have a story to tell you tonight, and that is that the people rose up in Bolivia.
Y cuando en Bolivia se privatizó el agua, la gente, nosotros no podíamos concebir que un empresario privado, un inversionista transnacional, podía apropiarse del agua. Es decir, la gente o tenía que pagar del agua o tenía que dejar de comer y por lo tanto no tuvo otra alternativa que decir no a la privatización del agua.
But it's really interesting, as you know, the World Bank has imposed the same kind of private control and takeover of many other things in developing countries: healthcare, education, their energy sector, their mines, and so on. But when it comes to water, something happens, and people say, I couldn't stop you there, or I didn't know how, or I thought maybe you would be right, but you are not taking my local water. And this is where you get the civil wars, because the army is brought in to control local dissent against these transnational corporations. Who are you protecting? There's your people without drinking water, and you're protecting foreign investors from North America and Europe?
Wow, that was a clip from Blue Gold, World Water Wars. It is such a phenomenal documentary from the producers who brought you The Corporation. 818-985-5735. I need you, Southern California. It's Christine Blasdell, senior producer here at KPFK. We are offering this incredible documentary. The filmmaker, Sam Bazo, is saying, please share this with people. Get this information out. Hold free screenings. Have screenings at your home, at your local library, your community centers. You know, there's senior centers all across Southern California that this information could be screened at. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK, a must-see film for every person on the planet. It is yours for a $10 a month donation to KPFK. $10 a month. Is KPFK worth it? Is your information, is the empowerment that you will get from this DVD, is it worth $10 a month? I think it is. Because once you know, again, when you don't know that there's a problem, you know, you always think that there's going to be a safe drinking water. You always think that there's, when you turn on that tap, it's going to be there. But they are planning. There are corporations, multinational corporations. You heard in that clip that a subsidiary of Bechtel went in and privatized the water. They had the right to go in and privatize the water, and the people of Bolivia, the poorest, one of the poorest nations, the people of Bolivia rose up. They were met with bullets, with tear gas, and they said, enough is enough. You want to privatize our schools? You want to privatize, you know, all of our natural resources? And maybe we weren't able to stop you then, but this is where we draw the line in the sand. This is where we say, no mas, no more. You cannot take our water and then try and sell it to us for an outrageous profit for you. 818-985-5735. Stand up with the people of Bolivia. Stand up with people all around the world who are pushing back from these multinational corporations. 818-985-5735. We have about another $2,000 to raise. That means I need 10 people right now. We've got 5-6 lines lit up. So I need 10 people to call up and get the KPFK water pack. You get in that pack, you get this incredible DVD, Blue Gold, World Water Wars. You get the DVD. We'll send that to you. You also get the DVD called Tapped. This film is also, they're both, you know, I'm weighing them. I'm like sitting there going, which one's better? They're both excellent films. They're both my favorite films of this drive. And both of them are in the KPFK water pack. We will send that to you. Included in the water pack also, if you call up for a $200 pledge, we will give you a free add-on. It's the Clean Canteen. It is a stainless steel 18-ounce water bottle donated from Clean Canteen. This is a little insert that comes in the canteen. It says, hydrating with this eco-friendly, reusable stainless steel water bottle provides a safe, non-leaching, and toxin-free alternative to plastic and other lined metal containers. This is an 18-ounce, planet-friendly bottle that we're going to send to you if you call up and get the KPFK water pack for a $200 pledge. Remember, your donation to KPFK, a large portion of that is a tax-deductible donation. So you get to give to KPFK, you get to keep us on the air, you get a tax deduction at the end of the year, and you're going to get some powerful information that the filmmakers are encouraging you to share with others to get out into the world. 818-985-5735. If you can pledge at the $120 level, you can take home either Blue Gold, World Water Wars, the DVD, or Tapped, the DVD. And if you get Tapped alone for $120 pledge, we'll also throw in the Clean Canteen. Okay? 818-985-5735. $10 a month, you can get one of those incredible films. Or for a $200 pledge, you get them all. You get everything. You get the two films on DVD and the Clean Canteen 18-ounce water bottle, 818-985-5735. Also, if you're calling up or if you want to support KPFK, but you don't have maybe $10 a month for, spread out over the year, but you want to support this station, you want to support this hour, you want to support me and the work that I do here, you can call up and pledge $35. $35, and you will get this awesome KPFK 90.7 FM license plate frame. What a great way to share KPFK with others. When people, you know, I'm always looking at the back. I'm in the car constantly. And I'm always seeing, I'm looking at people's bumper stickers. I'm looking at the license plate frames. Just say, oh, what does that say? Okay, that's cool. But these are very cool because when you see somebody else driving in front of you with a KPFK license plate frame, you know, give them a nice little honk. Not a rude one, but a nice little pop up, and maybe wave to them, you know, as you drive by slowly and safely. The license plate frame is available for a $35 pledge. You can call us up right now at 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. I want to let you know, too, that apparently there has been some, there's been some stuff happening on the freeways very close here to KPFK, and the freeways are a mess. So if you're coming this direction, if you're trying to get near Universal Studios on the 101, all of that, you know, I think probably even side streets at this point are going to be really, really tough. So we're running, we're going to run a little extra on this hour to make sure that we have our Global Village host coming up. But in the meantime, I need your support, Southern California. Call us up right now. If you can pledge more, if, you know, if $200 is a great way to support KPFK to get the water pack, but if you have the ability to pledge, you know, $1,000 or $2,000, please call right now. If you want to do a matching pledge, if you want to say, hey, I want other people to call up and pledge and support KPFK, put a matching pledge up. Go in with two or three people and say, let's donate $1,000 right now to KPFK. And we'll send you this material out. Hey, for $1,000, we'll send you out 5 water packs, okay? Then we're going to encourage other KPFK listeners to match that, okay? So I'm on the, you're on the honor system. Give us a ring, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. And if you always want, you know, again, the we mentioned earlier that the KPFK Film Club is back. And I cannot stress to you how much of a value the KPFK Film Club is.